What is going on, everyone? You are listening to another exciting episode of Mouse Park Insider.
Come on, everybody, here we go!
Is this haunted room actually stretching, or is it your imagination?
Hang on to them hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
The wheels may be needing a little work.
Dead men tell no tales.
Here for the big race, huh? It's gonna be fun!
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I can't believe this is the last week we have as Disneyland locals.
This is horribly sad.
Hey, honestly, we were walking down Main Street this previous weekend, and like we were both just like tearing up. Danny, more so,
crying. But. It was very emotional. Just realizing, you know, we've thought about maybe doing a baby moon in a couple weeks and coming back, and it's a possibility we could, but if we don't, which we'll see. But it was like, this is our last time at Disneyland, just the two of us. Like, yes, we'll be back and we won't be locals, which is horrible. But like next time it'll be with a baby.
It's going to be weird.
It's
just being
so
like
different.
That tourist, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be weird being that tourist. I don't know. I have like so many emotions, but I do know that like I am going to miss the parks.
Yes.
And it was definitely pretty sad, but I am excited. We are going to Oogie Boogie Bash this Thursday, so we at least get to enjoy DCA, the Halloween festivities, at least the day before we move, because we are moving Friday morning at 6 a.m. after Oogie Boogie Bash.
Yeah, we're crazy. Like, we're going to get maybe like 3 hours of sleep and wake up and be like, okay, now we have to move.
Yes.
We got to pack up the cats in my car so I can hit the road before the movers get here. It's going to be insane, but I'm excited for the next chapter of our life. Disney is really what I'm going to miss the most. Like, no joke. That's what I'm going to miss the most about living in California.
Yeah, I think for you, because your parents live out there and like where kind of we live, your friends all kind of live further out, further away. Like for me, like where we live now is like my childhood home. So like Danny moved away from her child home place when we first
here.
Got together.
Yeah. 8 years
and
ago.
And like where I live now, it's the South Bay, Redondo Beach, Torrance, you know, that whole area. So for me to leave, it's just like there's a very like weird kind of like, I don't know, characteristics here. And I feel like I am a South Bay guy, but I'm also not. But like I am moving away and it's kind of weird. It's kind of hard for me to leave my.
Well, I mean, I totally get that. I mean, I moved away from my hometown 8 years ago when I moved here, and it was only an hour and a half away. But still, it was hard and I was done living there. I was like, I want out. I want to move. I want to go somewhere better and more fun. And it was still like, I still, every time that I went back to my hometown, I would still go to the same hairdresser because I've known her my entire life. Every time I would make that trip, it would just be emotional leaving. My parents moved shortly after I did. And my brother now lives out of state too. My sister moved a while ago. So it's just like, wow, like getting old. And now we're leaving Disney.
I know. And it's a lot of emotions I'm feeling right now. So bear with me.
Tony's going to cry.
I'm not going to cry, but I do have a lot of emotions going right now. So,
and we got cats running around, so he's probably going to get angry too. But
we got moving boxes everywhere. We got cats running around.
It's a crazy day.
It is an insane day, guys. This move has been nothing but stress, like to the max, like just.
Yeah.
We didn't even know till like this last Monday if we were for sure moving or not, because like, just problems with the loan and
not with us, with the seller's
portion.
Yeah,
seller's portion and like with solar panels, all sorts of stuff, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to bore you guys, but oh my gosh, man. Oh, I'm just so glad we're seeing finally the end of this thing and we did get the home.
Yeah, and it's been quite an experience, but we are done with it now.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into some Disney talk now. Enough about us. You guys tuned in to listen to some Disney talk.
Yeah.
So
who cares about us?
Let's get into the Disney news for the week.
There's so much Disney news. So first up, we're going to Magic Kingdom. Well, Walt Disney World, period. Because there was a huge announcement today that I'm so excited about.
Okay.
Dessert parties and firework dining packages are returning to the Walt Disney World Resort. I am a huge fan of these things.
Yeah, this is going to be really cool for when we go later next year. I cannot wait.
Boy, you are really hoping that we just hop on a plane with our little boy.
I had to slide that in there.
You know, it was very smooth. So we've got a ton of new options that are coming, and I'm just so excited about almost all of these except for this first one because I really don't care about it. But we're starting with it. So there is Celebration at the Top, 50th Flavors and Fireworks at Disney's Contemporary Resort. This is $129 per person plus tax and gratuity. It includes specialty drinks, sushi, and small plates. I'm good. Like, I don't want any of that. And you watch the fireworks from the Contemporary Resort. Like, nah, I'm good.
A lot of people enjoy watching them from the Contemporary, though.
I'd rather watch them at any other location that is available. So this will start October 2nd, and reservations are available beginning September 17th. Now we can go straight into Magic Kingdom, where they've got a couple of dessert party packages to choose from.
I bet it's exactly like Happily Ever After.
It probably is, but I'm so excited because we are big fans of the dessert party package at Magic Kingdom when they did it for Happily Ever After.
Yeah.
So I think these will be just as good. These will start October 2nd. Reservations will also be available beginning September 17th, so you can go ahead and start booking those. I'm sorry, it starts October 3rd. I'm already a liar. Starts October 3rd, which is interesting because the fireworks start October 1st, right?
Yeah.
So there's going to be two full nights that, sorry, no reservations.
Yeah. But I guess it's just going to be a packed. Well, maybe those dessert packages are already just like reserved for maybe like DVC members or something.
Oh,
like something
or like
special for someone.
Celebrities. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, but probably maybe. For, you know, some higher end customers that'll be there for the 50th.
There you go. So they've got the dessert party package for Disney Enchantment. They have a pre-party and they also have a post-party package. So you can either have it before or after the fireworks. $99 for an adult, $59 for a child. It includes all the desserts you could possibly eat, a variety of cheeses, a ton of beverages.
It's exactly like the Happily
Hang
Ever
After. Hang on. It's got beer and wine, too. That was not a Happily Ever After.
I'm listening. You have my attention.
I know.
Oh, boy.
So you have the Plaza Gardens area that you get to stand and watch. Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. That's typically where we would do ours because it is a spectacular view from the Plaza Gardens. So good.
Yeah, and the thing I like the most about these dessert packages, we're even doing one for Oogie Boogie Bash in a couple of days. I cannot wait because we have such a great view of that parade. You don't have to like fight for a good spot. You can just chill because like the garden never gets super full. So you can just kind of relax and you don't have to worry about anyone getting in front of you or you not being able to see. You can just know that you're going to have a great view of the fireworks show and have some really nice treats. The desserts are actually really good at Magic Kingdom.
You show up, you eat your desserts, and 5 minutes before the show, you go down and stand in the garden area. It's wonderful. Like, every single time we do it. They've also got the Disney Enchantment treats and seats, which this one's more expensive, and I don't know why. I mean, I do know why, and I'll tell you why. But so it's $114 for an adult and $69 for a child. This is seated viewing of the fireworks, but it's at Tomorrowland Terrace, which is not as good of a view.
You know, I've seen the fireworks from that view, and they're not bad. They're not as good as the garden.
Yeah.
But you do get a nice seat, and the views, it's a different kind of view. You're just off to the side a little bit instead of like a full-on frontal
view.
Like
center, yeah.
Yeah, but it's still not bad, though.
But it's more money, which is like really just for a chair.
But you also don't have to be like the garden's not crowded, but you also are a little more exclusive, like off like with your own kind of chair table type thing.
I mean, I get it, but I still like my garden viewing.
Oh, absolutely. I 100% agree with you.
So going over to Epcot, we've got a couple of firework parties for Epcot with Harmonious.
Harmonious.
So these all start October 1st. Interesting. They start October 1st. Reservations are available beginning September 23rd. So make sure you book them, especially if you're going that opening weekend. I think these are going to be gone fast.
These are going to be gone quicker than the Magic Kingdom fireworks, for sure. It's less seats, so less seating. So definitely there's going to be like maybe 20, 30, like probably under 50 people that can get a dessert package for this a night.
You think?
Is my guess, yeah.
I don't know. So we've got the Rose and Crown Fireworks Dining Package. $89 for an adult, $39 for a child. You get an appetizer, an entree, a dessert platter, and unlimited beverages. Now, are these alcoholic beverages, you ask?
Of course.
I'm not sure, but it's Epcot, so I can only assume.
Oh, yeah. It's alcohol.
Yeah.
It's Epcot. You drink at Epcot.
And we've also got the Spice Road Table Dining Package. This is $72 for an adult, $31 for a child. You get two small plates, a dessert platter, and unlimited beverages.
You know my uncle?
Yes.
You know, rest in peace. But it's just funny that his favorite park was Epcot and he didn't drink. How's that possible?
Right.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
Huh. Interesting.
Continue with your dessert package.
A man who liked to travel the world but not have the drinks of the world. All right. So staying with Epcot, we got Club Cool opening tomorrow, like the day that this podcast episode drops, September 15th, Club Cool is open at Epcot. You can, quote, explore tasty drinks from around the world.
Now, he did love Beverly.
Well, there you go.
Then I'm joking. I have no idea. But... yeah, so, and yeah, the soda Beverly is coming back, guys. So if you do want to drink the Beverly, if you want a taste of her, go give it a try.
Oh, you want a taste of the Beverly.
She's ready and she's open.
Oh, Lord Beverly. Beverly. Okay.
Hey, Beverly, come here.
I have so much to say, but this is a Disney podcast. I'm going to leave it on the table.
I feel like we've gone through so much stress this week. We're ready just to let loose and do it.
We're just unleashing it all. We're almost done. Okay, so more Epcot stuff. We've got Creation Shop is opening also on September 15th. Now, this is formerly Mouse Gears. This is like the big main shop in Epcot. And yeah, so it's reopening as Creation Shop. Creations Shops?
Yeah, definitely. Go whatever. Get your Disney gear at Epcot. It sounds like a lot of things are opening up at Epcot.
Yeah. One more thing for Epcot.
Oh, boy.
Oh gosh. No, I've got a few more things for Epcot. There's a lot going on right now. What okay. in the world? Space 220, the menus were revealed. This is opening September 20th for walk-up dining only. September 27th for reservations, which you can start making your reservations online starting September 20th when the restaurant actually opens for your walk-in dining availability. The menus, I want none of it. Like... nothing. You know, okay, lunch, they have like a pasta option. And I'm sure they've got like a hidden vegan option, I'm sure. But they've got a vegetarian pasta option, at least at lunch. But dinner, it is meat, 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 meat. Like, and it's like, yeah, no.
All right, let me put in my two cents.
Hang on, it's meat that even like 18 years ago when I wasn't a vegetarian, I still would have been like, there's nothing for me to eat here. This looks gross.
It doesn't look good at all.
No.
Like I was looking at the menu and honestly, I was just like,
yeah.
Well, the thing is, you're at Epcot with so much good food. I'm not going to eat there. Like, I'm sorry, no. But like you're able to travel around the world and try so many different types of food. And like Epcot's known for being the food and drink park. And that's what you give us? It looked like crap.
Yeah, it does not look good. I mean, if any of you go, I am really interested to hear how you like it and if it's worth it and if the food is, you know, any good or if it's just worth it for the experience.
It reminds me of like the Planet Hollywood at Disney Springs type food.
That was really disappointing.
But that's
too.
Like what it looks like it's going to be Just like kind of your just typical mediocre, like Rainforest Cafe, Planet Hollywood type, just like.
Ooh, the last time I went
to Rainforest
Cafe,
let's heat up some frozen
Cafe,
food in the
awful.
Back and here you go.
Yeah. Like I could go to Olive Garden for that. And when you're there, you're family.
And you get frozen food in the back there, too.
That's what I'm saying. I could go to Olive Garden for that.
And P.F. Chang's.
Yeah.
You can
go to a lot of places.
Yeah.
You could come to my house for that.
My friend was a chef at P.F. Chang's, and he only wanted to work on the appetizers because he was like really wanted to be a cook, and that was the only things that were fresh. Everything else was just frozen and heated up.
Good to know. There's a little Mouse Park insider tidbit for you. A
little P.F. insider for you, baby.
More Epcot news.
I love my Chinese food.
All right. So the Candlelight Processional is returning to Epcot. This is a fan favorite. So we finally got that confirmation that it's coming back starting November 26th and running through December 30th.
That definitely means it's coming back to Disneyland too.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not news that it is, but
no.
If it's going to be at Epcot, it's for sure going to be at Disneyland too.
The Spaceship Earth has some animatronics missing.
What?
Yeah.
Where'd they go?
I don't know.
Which animatronics?
Nobody knows. One of the cavemen from the cave scene is missing.
Okay.
And a Roman soldier from Rome is missing. How do people, they're like, I mean, it's just like, that one animatronic from this scene is missing, but it's news and we have it for you.
People realize that. People, like, even on Splash Mountain, when there's like a critter missing, like in that final scene.
The giant boat scene.
With all the critters. People know, like, people are like, hey, that critter, where's that critter at? Like, how'd you know that?
Where,
like,
are you, critter?
Like, I'm a huge Disney fan, but I don't know every single animatronic. There's some that know every single one of them.
Yeah, I'm not one of those. Okay.
Power to you if you do, man.
Yeah, seriously. Polynesian Village Resort. So we've got the monorail. It is reopened. It is operating right now as we speak. Actually, not right now as we speak because it's probably closed as we speak, but it's operating.
Okay, that's good news.
Yeah. Going over to my favorite park, Animal Kingdom, we've got some news.
Okay, what's up?
This first one is extremely heartbreaking.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
I'm very sad about this, even though it won't affect me because I won't be there.
We get a kite show. We get a kite water show.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Expedition Everest will have a 3-month closure for refurbishment.
3 months.
3 months.
That's a big attraction to be closed down for that long, too.
Yes. And if I had so it is closed January 4th through mid-April 2022 so far, mm-hmm. and we all know Disney loves to extend their refurbishments. If I had a trip planned for between January and April, this is disappointing enough that I'd be like, nope, we're moving it to May.
Yeah, well, and if you're going January through like April, I mean, Animal Kingdom's going to be an empty park, especially yeah. with Expedition Everest closed. Like, it's going to be even more empty. And I've seen like Flight of Passage has been like 20, 30 minutes lately.
That is crazy.
It's Animal Kingdom's going to be a very, very like low capacity park for the next few months, and starting in January if Expedition Everest closes.
What a shame, because it is the best park.
One, it's not even long enough for them to fix the Yeti, which they never will because Joe Rohde's already announced that they yeah. never can.
Yeah,
unless you want it to be gone for like 3 years
and start over.
Yeah.
Also in Animal Kingdom, so we got the sad news that Finding Nemo, the musical, is permanently closed.
This bummed me out. This bummed me out.
I know, you were sad about it. You
every
woke me
single
up.
Time we go to Animal Kingdom, we're always about to go on it. Because I feel like we do Pandora, we do Japan, we do Africa, and then we always save Dinosaur for kind of last. It's like, all right, let's go on Dinosaur.
Yeah.
And then we're just tired. And then we're like, we'll see the Finding Nemo show next time.
We always mean to watch Finding Nemo. We always have, like, you know, even a fast pass for it, which doesn't exist anymore. But, you know, back in the day, we had a fast pass. And we would just always be like, let's just go back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But it was announced that an updated version of Finding Nemo the musical is coming to Disney's Animal Kingdom in 2022.
Called Finding Dory.
No, it is not. But it's just going to, you know, be an updated version, and that's fine. I'm sure it'll be great. And, you know, people are concerned that the cast members are going to be fired. And I don't doubt that they will. Like, I'm sure they do get fired because their show closed. But they're just going to, that just means that they have to come and try out for another part in the new one.
Yeah, like, look, it's always sad when a show closes, but I mean, you got to even think about like the Broadway actors and actresses. Like, once the show's done, it's done. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's kind of the price. I don't want to say the price you pay when you're an actor or an actress, but that's just kind of how the Broadway musical theater show goes.
It's life and entertainment.
The artists, the I don't even want to
say... To be or not to be employed? That is the question.
Well, no, and I'm sure they're all talented. They'll find work, and I'm sure since they've worked on Finding Nemo, they can find other acting jobs throughout the Disney park.
Oh, it's absolutely. Not like, but, I would think so.
I mean, yeah, shows do need to change, and I'm upset we didn't see it.
Yeah.
I really wanted to.
Well, I guess there's always YouTube.
I tried watching it on YouTube. It just didn't hit the spot.
Yeah, well, what makes you think it's going to hit the spot in person?
Because everyone says it's good.
I know, everybody really does like that show.
Yeah, they say it's on par with The Lion King.
Which is unbelievable to me because The Lion King is so good.
Yeah, it's a great show.
All right, so are you hungry?
Kind of, yeah, actually I am.
For food that we don't eat.
Depends.
Okay, so over at McDonald's, they're going to have 50th anniversary Happy Meal toys. Do you remember being a kid and getting like the different Happy Meal toys? And just being so excited. And my mom would always buy like extra toys with the Happy Meal. Or like when they had the Hercules. Did they have the Hercules plates or was that Burger King?
That's a good question. It might have been Burger King. I remember because I remember the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Uh-huh.
Burger King had their toys. And that Hercules came out right after that movie. I remember that as a kid.
And then didn't Burger King also have like the glasses, like the Pocahontas glasses and stuff like that? Like,
I think
the
that drinking was McDonald's. Glasses? That might have been McDonald's.
I don't know. But regardless, I remember going and like my mom was mother of the freaking year because she'd be like, do you have this particular one? And she would like pay ridiculous, I don't know how much it was for it, but like just buy the toy on top of whatever else I had already gotten just because it's like, Danny needs this one too. Like, I hate that. I think I threw away all of the Hercules plates and stuff like that when I moved out to live with you. You are a life ruiner.
Yeah, I ruin lives. You give me bad luck. This is just bound to blow up. Hey, look, they say
I hope it blows up on Mouse Park Insider so we at least get like the, you know, the ratings of it.
They say marriages last 8 years.
We're getting there.
Isn't 8 years this November?
No.
How many years have we been married for?
Seven this November.
All right. I still got another year of your bad luck. I'll let it
slide. I got another year of your life-ruining capabilities.
Oh, gosh.
So in case you were wondering what you know, characters you can get, there is a full list of them, and I'm going to read it to you. There are so many. If I was...
Don't tell me there's 50. I really don't want...
No.
Are you going to list 50?
I don't think there's 50.
You're going to name them, and I'm going to go...
You can count.
Thumbs up, thumbs... Hit or miss. We haven't played hit or miss in a while. Oh, jeez.
There's a lot of them. Look at this.
Go.
Oh, my gosh. I'm ready. But can you imagine being, like, a parent right now trying to collect all of these for your child that you love dearly? This would be ridiculous because there's so many. Okay.
Well, you better get on top of it.
Celebration Mickey Mouse.
Hit.
Flounder.
Hit.
Timothy Mouse.
Who?
Don't ask me. Some of these I should have looked up and I didn't.
Don't know Timothy Mouse.
I don't know. Is he from Great Mouse Detective?
yeah, he is. True.
You're looking at me like, just shut up and move on. Okay.
Maybe he's from The Rescuers.
Oh, maybe. Abu.
Hit.
Genie.
Hit.
Bambi.
Hit.
Celebration Dale.
Who's Dale? Oh, Chip and Dale. Hit.
R2-D2.
Hit.
Celebration Minnie Mouse.
Hit.
Sebastian.
You know, Minnie's a flirt, though. So
don't like Minnie Mouse.
Minnie's a big-time flirt.
I think she's trouble.
She is trouble. She's definitely a homewrecker.
Yeah. Sebastian.
Hit.
Bruni. From Frozen 2.
Who?
The little, like,
Rooney?
Fire Bruni.
Oh, I thought you said Rooney.
No, the fire lizard thing.
Oh,
from...
yeah. Miss. We don't need him.
That's a total hit for me.
Bye.
Tinkerbell.
Yeah, hit.
Bo Peep.
Miss. Who cares?
Cheshire Cat.
Yeah, miss. I don't think he needs to be in there.
Miguel from Coco.
Hit. He's becoming a fan favorite.
Joe Gardner.
Who?
I think he's an Imagineer. I'm just kidding. I have no idea. I don't know. I was worried you were going to say, like, do this and be like, who?
Hold on. I'm looking. Joe?
Joe Gardner. Gardner.
Oh, from Seoul.
Oh, okay.
He's kind of fresh. It's kind of new for, like, the 50th.
I don't think he's 50th worthy.
You know, I'm going to give him a hit just because I feel like Soul came out like in the middle of the pandemic and it's such a feel-good movie.
It gave people, you know, a little bit of hope.
And people love that movie, especially people that like, love music, love jazz. Yeah, I'll give it to him because I think in the future he'll be remembered for a while.
We do need to give that movie another chance, too.
We definitely do.
Celebration Daisy Duck.
Yeah, Daisy's a hit.
Yes. Celebration Goofy.
Hit, yeah.
Piglet.
Piglet's really annoying.
I hate Piglet.
Piglet's so whiny.
I hate
Piglet. Just complains
Piglet.
And complains and complains.
All right, so he's a mess.
For sure.
Lumiere.
Lumiere's from Beauty and the Beast. Is Lumiere the candle?
Candles.
It's different, but a miss.
I think it's a hit. Also, there might be 50 of these because I'm only like halfway through.
If Elliot's not in here from Pete's Dragon, I'm going to be ticked off.
You're going to be ticked. What else is new? Frozone.
Oh, hit.
Yeah, Dory. Miss.
Hit.
Oh. Dante.
Dante from...
The dog from Coco.
Miss. Don't need it.
BB-8.
Hit.
Celebration Pluto.
Hit.
Lady and the Tramp. Well, it just says Lady Tramp. Maybe it's both of them? Or maybe it's just one, or you can also get Tramp?
Hit.
Jacques. The little mouse from Cinderella.
Which one, though? There's a bunch of mouses.
The tiny one. I think he wears orange.
The red hat?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's a hit. I love him.
Hit only because Disney World is Cinderella's castle, so I feel like any Cinderella character is okay.
I love him. Rocket.
From?
I would assume Guardians.
Oh.
Like, do you know another Rocket?
miss because there's no attraction yet.
What?
There's no Guardians attraction at Disney World.
Oh, whatever. Edna Mode.
Hit.
She's an entire mood. Jiminy Cricket. I think he's needed.
Yeah, definitely a hit.
Simba.
Hit.
Winnie the Pooh.
Hit.
Cogsworth.
He's the clock?
Yeah.
Hit.
Gus. He's the fat mouse.
Yes, definitely hit, yeah.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, they should be together, though, the two mouses from Cinderella.
Well, they're not. You got to collect them both.
Okay.
Hey, hey.
He's Moana?
Yeah.
Miss.
Mad Hatter.
Hit.
Stitch. You got to go quicker with
Stitch
this.
Stitch is a hit.
Woody.
Hit.
Groot.
Not for Disney World. Doesn't make sense for Disney World right now.
Olaf.
Hit.
Pua. The pig from Moana.
Miss.
Pinocchio.
Hit.
Celebration Donald Duck.
Hit.
Dumbo.
Hit.
Pumbaa.
Hit.
Thumper. Don't you dare.
From Bambi.
Yes.
Hit.
Thank you. Celebration Chip.
Hit.
Nemo.
Hit.
And Timon.
Hit.
Yeah. So that could have been our entire topic. That took forever.
No, they should have had Elliot from Pete's Dragon first off. Yes. What about Mr. Incredible? Mrs. Incredible?
Why? What is there at Disney World of the Incredibles?
They just rethemed the whole contemporary to be Incredibles.
Okay, well, that's not Disney World, like, parks.
What?
Could you do that again?
No. What are you talking about?
Oh my god!
No, see, like there were some very unnecessary characters, and they could have really added some like
You're
more
an
classic
unnecessary character.
Characters. I would have rather have seen like I don't know, Dopey, one of the seven dwarfs.
You know what's interesting? There's no princesses. That is very interesting.
That is interesting.
Maybe they'll have a different toy released later on because this is a limited time that they're doing this. Calling it now. There's no princesses, so they're going to have a 50th anniversary princess Happy Meal toys too.
Continue.
All right. Moving on over to Disneyland, we've got some news. And this was huge news that broke like right after our last week recording.
What's up?
Disneyland is having a holiday after hours event. I don't think this has ever happened.
Not at Disneyland. No.
Like, this is huge. And of course, we're not going to be here for it. So when the house almost fell through for us, again, not due to our own anything, but due to outside events that we could not control, It was like, well, at least we can go to Disneyland for the holiday event.
This was our saving grace.
This was it. And it helped get us through. We are moving, so we're not going because I'll be way too pregnant to come out here. But
they should have had some like Pandora characters, some avatars.
We're still on this.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh. So we've got Disney.
The Yeti.
Disney Merriest Nights is coming to Disneyland Resort. And I'm so excited for this, even though I'm not going. It's only on 5 select nights in November and December, which is interesting. Like, really, it's only 5 nights that you can go, but okay. Guests, of course, get limited capacity after-hours access to the parks, which is always great. And there are 6 separate holiday celebrations for you to visit. And I want to go to every single one of these. There's Victorian-themed party with Mickey and friends on Main Street, USA. There's a Bayou celebration in New Orleans Square with Princess Tiana. A Feliz Navidad party in Frontierland with Miguel from Coco. A tropical party in Adventureland with Lilo and Stitch. A Frozen-themed celebration with Elsa in Fantasyland. Okay. And then a Tomorrowland party with Buzz Lightyear in Tomorrowland.
This sounds like a really good time.
Yeah. It really does. It's going to have themed food and beverages and merch. Tickets went on sale today. Don't worry if you didn't get them because I went on at 6 o'clock tonight and there were still 4 out of the 5 days available. So probably by the time you hear this, there will still be times and days available. $165 to $175 per person for a ticket. Pricey.
It is pricey, but I mean, that's Disneyland for you. You know, I'm not even like thinking about prices anymore just because it's like,
just take my money.
I don't know when the peak hits. I mean, I think maybe this Christmas party was because tickets are still available for all these after party days. So that's interesting.
There's only the later December date was the only one that I saw sold out.
I mean, it's going to sell out, but it's taking some time for these special events to sell out. So I do think, I don't know. I mean, they're going to make their money. People are going to go regardless. Yeah. Because first off, you're going to have all the YouTubers, all the people there the first night filming everything, giving you that FOMO. And then everyone's going to be like, oh, I need to be there. I need to be there. I need that experience. And that's what's going to happen.
Pretty much. I am not going to lie. I would totally go. We're huge Christmas people. We love Christmas. We decorate for Christmas like the first weekend in November. We're those annoying people. We will only do it on the inside of our house, not the outside, because we don't want to be judged too harshly by our new neighbors.
We have a rule that once the Disneyland decorations go up, that's when our decorations go up.
Yeah, we're on the Disneyland Christmas schedule.
And they go down when Disneyland's go down.
Yeah, so they stay up into January.
Oh, yeah.
We love it. So I'm really sad that we're missing this, especially because it's the first one ever. And we didn't get the holidays in the parks last year, obviously. So it's sad, but I cannot wait to watch everybody else and live vicariously through them.
Yeah, I definitely can't wait to watch this stuff. From far away is not a local.
Yeah. All right. Shang-Chi has been spotted over at Avengers Campus.
Okay.
And so has the villain in the movie, I guess.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So. I can't wait to watch this movie. Like, Danny and I still, like, just aren't ready for a movie theater. I know that sounds kind of dumb because we go to theme parks, but movie theaters just have like a weird like vibe of like you're just so close to everyone
and nobody's telling you to keep your mask on.
I miss the movies a lot, to be honest with you. That's probably, besides Disneyland, I think going to the movies was like another big thing that
we
always
did. That like once a week
we would at least like 2 or 3 times a month we would go. It was just like our thing, you know, on a Friday night after a long week of work we'd go grab some dinner and go see a movie, or Sunday morning. But
yeah,
I cannot wait to see this movie. I guess it's going to be coming out soon, though.
Pretty soon, because really after soon. It's 45 days in theater, I think it goes to Disney Plus, right?
Well, they haven't announced an official date, but that's kind of like the idea behind
the expectation.
So sometime in probably like late October, it'll come out.
All right. Well, we're getting closer. We're already mid-September. Holy moly.
I know. Dude, the 50th for Disney World is in 2 weeks.
That's crazy. We were supposed to be there. I almost just said his name again. Oh, baby. Oh, little bit.
You ruined everything.
The things we're missing out on for you, but it's okay. It'll be worth it. Yeah. So one final piece of news.
I'll just have to live for the 100th. And then...
I mean,
then I can go.
It's possible. It's absolutely possible.
That should be my goal in life, to live to the 100th celebration.
Yes.
I'll like walk in really slowly.
Well, just stay active and you won't be like, you know, you'll be fine. You can still walk.
Oh my God. If I can live to the 100th, that would be so cool.
I guess we're becoming vegans this weekend again.
I'm going to sit down in a chair and I'm just going to talk to people. Come here, young man. I was here for
Let me tell you a story.
I was here for the 51st. Oh, but you weren't here for the 50th, loser.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I mean, I was at the 50th for Disneyland. Does that count for something?
I was there too that day. I remember Buzz Lightyear was like the big opening attraction that day.
Okay, one last piece of Disneyland news.
Sorry. Oh my
gosh. One last piece of news.
We're still talking about news?
Yeah, because somebody wanted to go through all of the McDonald's toys. Okay, so this is new from today, I believe. Jessica Rabbit is missing from Roger Rabbit's cartoon spin.
Oh, they finally kidnapped her.
No, actually, they released her. So, okay. So she's not missing from the entire ride. She's still featured later on in the ride, you know, boinking the guy on the head. But she is missing near the beginning of the ride, where she was formerly tied up in the trunk of a car, swinging her bare legs. And that has been now replaced by barrels.
Well, I mean, I gotta say, if people are gonna complain about a prince kissing a sleep in Snow White, then I guess they had to get rid of the woman with
tied up in the back of the trunk,
big bosoms.
But she's still in the ride. She's just not tied up in the back of the trunk.
That's like, what I'm saying.
Maybe we won't do this to women.
It might give people
women
the wrong idea. Yeah. You don't want to tie women up.
Don't tie women up, please. If you listen to this podcast and you tie women up and put them in the trunk of your car, stop listening right now because I hate you.
No, you know, no, keep listening because we're going to give you advice. Don't do that.
Don't do
that
it.
Is not a good thing to do.
We could get you a name of a really good therapist or something.
Please, if you were thinking of tying anyone up, just don't do it.
I mean, unless they, you know.
So anyways, what we're going to talk about next is Toontown. So I have heard a few rumors that Toontown actually might be getting a cool little update. I don't know what that is, but I do hear things, and I did hear from a very reliable source earlier. I hope he's not lying to me, but I don't think he is.
don't think he's a liar. You're fine.
He's not. The Mickey Mouse, like the inside, the interior is pretty much, it's all been taken out.
Interesting.
Now I don't know if that's completely true 100%, but there is talks about that happening, and there are talks about Toontown having a little bit of a transformation for when Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway opens up.
You know, I mean,
there's a few sources talking about this rumor.
You could
too,
blow so. Toontown up and I wouldn't be sad about it.
Okay, that's messed up.
I mean, I hope nobody's in there. Like, get everybody evacuated safely.
Can you imagine if the characters were in their homes? You jerk.
Like I just said, no, I don't want like Chip and Dale, like, no, I love them. Okay, no, but honestly, it is just so, it's outdated. Mm-hmm. Like, it needs to be something new and fresh. And I mean, I don't know. We also don't have kids, so it's not like we're going there to meet the characters.
But we're going to have a kid, so we definitely probably will like it.
Oh, no. So you think it's just going to do like a refresher, like an update to it?
Like, honestly, this is what I think. And if they do anything to it, I think it'll still be like, it might not be called Toontown anymore. I'm thinking it might be like, what I think it needs to become is the new Disney animation that's on Disney Plus now.
Oh, I hate that animation, though.
Yeah, but the thing was, and I was talking to our friend Nick earlier, and
from Mouse Vibes, in case you're not already subscribed, check them out on YouTube.
Check them out. Just like thinking about it, like Toontown's for kids, and what animation are kids watching now? They're watching the new animated things, and not to mention Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. It's so hard for me to say.
I know, it's such a tongue twister.
Railway. It is the new animation. It is the new Disney animation. So I think they're going to try to tie Toontown. And like, honestly, they can do it. It doesn't need to be too big a transformation. They can do it piece by piece as they're building Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
I could see it. God, I hope they don't update like the mascots to try to look like the new animation. That's going to be so bad. I hate how Chip and Dale look in their new animation.
Yeah, but what can you do? Anyway, that's just my guess.
I can vent about it on my podcast.
Anyway, guys, some other rumors. On the Rivers of America, it looks like there's some kind of work being done, and there is some kind of speculation that it could be Fantasmic returning.
Oh, and we're going to miss it.
No, they're just working on it. It could be back up when we come back for our first visit.
Okay.
But, so that's happening right now. But that's really like all kind of the rumors going on. I do want to give you guys a heads up, though. If you guys are planning on going to D23 next September, book your hotel through the D23 website. Crazy discounts on rooms, guys.
We just did it. It was so for one night at Disneyland Hotel, if you book through Disneyland.com, it was like $570 a night or something. But through D23, it was like $390 a night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, still expensive, but there's also like the neighborhood hotels too, like the Good Neighbor hotels through the D23 website. They've got really good discounts going. You just get charged like one night stay, and it's fully, you know, refundable if your plans change and you cancel up to 5 days in advance. You're not charged anything. So we did it.
Yeah. I want to say that like even like Paradise Pier Hotel.
Yeah.
It's still a Disney hotel. It's a little further away, but it's under $300 a night.
Yeah, it was like $290 or something.
Yeah. So there's definitely a bunch of deals. So if you guys are planning on going to the D23 Expo next September, definitely book your room on the D23 website and do it fast before it sells out.
And let us know because we'll be there. Oh, yeah. We can all hang out.
We booked our room, Disneyland Hotel. What up?
Yep, we'll be bringing a kid and having him have a babysitter on the theme park day, probably.
Yeah, so our plan is really just to kind of like go and then be there for the theme park day.
Yeah, that's the big one.
And I really don't even want to tell you guys this, but since you guys listen to us every week and I love you guys so much.
Oh boy, what is it?
If you really, really care about getting into one of those panels, if you become a D23 gold member, now this is from previous years. I don't know if things have changed or not, but you do get in to D23 an hour earlier.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. Like admission into the convention center.
Now, look, 65,000 people go to D23.
Sheesh.
That theater only sits, I think, about 6,000 to 8,000. I forgot. It's either 6,000 or 8,000. So think about all those people that are going to be trying to fight for a spot in there.
You know what's so funny is the very first D23... my best friend, Lacey, who I believe I'll be talking about next week, but she went and I met her there and I stayed at her hotel with her and hung out and like did a Disney day kind of thing. But I did not go to D23. I was like, why do I want to go to a Disney convention? I was so misguided.
Because you thought conventions were for nerds.
So misguided.
Which they are.
And it's like she
but
had
Disney nerds such are the best.
A blast. And how cool would that have been if I could be like, I went to the first D23 convention. What up? And it's like, no, I had a chance to go and I was like, I'm too cool for that. Stupid.
Yeah, you are stupid.
I know.
But yeah, and like even on top of that, even if you don't want to like go to one of the panels, like if you are a gold member, you do get to go in and you do get to get like the exclusive merch that they have on sale early in the mornings before everyone else snags them up and things like that. So I was a gold member during the pandemic.
Yes.
That's the year I finally decided to sign up, which was kind of silly of me. But now that we know we're moving into this house, we can get our address changed. We're definitely going to be signing up again because you get a lot of cool exclusive stuff, news that a lot of other people don't get, and you get a lot of access and pre-sale
even
to
just the magazine
D23,
you get is like
Expo.
A legit magazine. It's nice. But yeah, we let our membership lapse just because we weren't sure where we were going to be living. And it was like a month ago it lapsed. So we will be re-upping this weekend.
Yes. Cannot wait. And
that's all the news. That was so much.
And rumors and D23. And now time for our topic. Guys,
oh my gosh,
this is such a simple topic this week. It's going to be like 2 minutes long.
Oh, great.
We're just going to name the one thing that we are going to miss most about being Disney locals. And that's it. And then I'll let you guys go on with your day. Because you guys are probably at work now. Because we talked so long.
Oh, I want to cry just thinking about it.
Dude, cry. It's good for the podcast. Just let it out, please.
I know what I'm going to miss the most. And it's probably like what you're going to say too. Like, I'm going to miss going so frequently. And you know, honestly, being a key holder now, the last couple times that we've gone have felt like old times. They've felt like, you know, back when we were pass holders, since the passes were gone for the last, 5 months. it was so different because you had to go for like a full day because you were paying so much money to go and you felt like this pressure to really get your money's worth. But now that we have keys again, it was like, oh, we can go later in the afternoon. And it was just like more like a laid back pace. Even if we ended up staying just as long or even longer some trips, there was just like a different feel about it. It really felt, and this is so lame and so like just corny, but it felt like home. Like it just felt like you were like at home and just kind of in your own element, in your zone. And I'm just going to miss being able to look at you in the morning and be like, hey, you want to get up and go to Disney today? Or, you know, you get home from work or you're driving home from work and I'm texting you, you want to go get dinner at Disneyland today? And just, you know, those short trips that were out of nowhere and random, but always ended up being the best time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's going to be the same thing for me. I'm very sad because this is going to be like the first time. I mean, there was like a couple years in my life, but this is like the first time I am not like a Disneyland local pass holder. And it's just, we are pass holders.
We are pass holders. It'll be the first time I've never been a local. It'll be pretty much the first time for you too.
Yeah, like pretty much. And I mean, we're not living that far away. I mean, we're going to be living in Vegas, so it's like, what, 4 hours away.
Yeah.
But just the idea that like we actually have to like plan trips now.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say though, I'm excited. I'm excited to make Disneyland a vacation.
Interesting.
Because like as much as like bummed out as like I'm not going to be able to like have that like, oh, let's go to Disneyland, wake up. It's like, you know how excited you get when you get to book a Disney World vacation? It's like we get to do the same thing now with Disneyland. Like we get to book it and make it like a vacation. Like we get to pick our hotel, like what we're going to do, when we're going to do it. And it's going to feel like nice, long 3-day weekend vacations that we get to go on.
That's true, because we do enjoy Disney World so much because it is a vacation. It's a different feel. So maybe we'll get a little bit of that with our Disneyland trips.
So now we get like Disneyland vacations and Disney World vacations.
Right.
So it's just, to me, it's just like, it's awesome. It's a shorter flight. It's like 45, 50 minutes.
Yeah.
So I feel like for us, it's going to be like, you know, when we see all these East Coasters going to Disney World all the time.
That'll be us.
Yeah. And like, at first I was kind of worried too, because like we have this Disney podcast and we're not going to be going all the time. But then like, as I was kind of going through and I was listening to other Disney podcasts this last, well, I listened to a few. A lot of them aren't Disney locals. Like some of the biggest ones live like states away and they just travel to Disney all the time.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be more exciting because then like we can give like tips and stuff on like hotels to stay at, this and that. Like we're going to be able to go in, because whenever we give people advice that listen to the podcast, we give it from a local standpoint. We never like go in like a vacation mindset. We've never had to. So it's going to be really cool to go in with like a vacation mindset for people that are coming on vacation.
But also with like the local tips.
Yeah, because we are.
Yeah.
So we're already up on this. So.
I think a lot of it too is
we're going to plan bomb vacations.
You know, just to bring it full circle, in the beginning of this podcast episode, we were talking about leaving your hometown and me leaving my hometown. And it's kind of like that with Disney too. I can walk through that park and I have memories from every point in my life. And I have, you know, there was so much growth that, and this is so lame, but I don't care. There was so much growth that happened within me at that park and so much that I overcame in that park. You know, just, it's like leaving your home behind. It's just leaving like your hometown.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It is sad, but we're going to be back. I mean, we already booked like almost like our 2022 vacations. I still need to talk to Danny about some of them, but I have them all booked. I have them all in the calendar when we're going, and we're definitely going a bunch. So it's not like we're not going. It's just going to be different, and it's going to be fun to go on a vacation standpoint of things, I think, because we're going to be looking at it through different eyes, I think.
True.
Anyways, that's it, guys. Really. So next time you talk to us, we won't be locals anymore. We will be Vegas locals that travel to Disney and have a Disney podcast.
Man.
But don't forget, we were locals and we know what we're talking about.
Yes, we do.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Please rate, subscribe, leave us a review.
Yes.
5 stars, 4 stars even, but really please 5.
5. And make sure you find us on Instagram, Mouse Park Insider. And yeah, thank you guys so much for being here. And we'll see you next week from a different state.
Oh, and by the way.
Oh, what?
For me to live to 100.
Oh, geez.
October 1st, 2071. And that is on a Thursday. I need to live to be there for the 100th.
Okay.
Celebration
okay.
of Disney World. And I will.
I feel like this is a blooper words. That we're leaving in at the end.
I don't care. Bye, guys.
Sorry, folks. I'm sure to do better next time. It was my first flight, and I'm still getting used to my programming. Hey! Hey!